Kula in chapter 5, Mishnah 5, Yom Echad, this one day, the law of not slaughtering an animal and its young in one day, Hayom Holech Achar Halala. So the day, how do you calculate the day? So it's the night and the following day, right? As we do with like Shabbos and Yom Tov, etc. Es zu Darish Shimon ben Zoma, and so this was expounded by Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, Nemar, because it says Masa Bereishis, it says in the creation of the world, Yom Echad, it uses the words Yom Echad, the Nemar Ba'oisav Espino, and it also, when it's talking about this prohibition of slaughtering an animal and its young on the same day, it uses that same terminology, Yom Echad. So therefore we know, you know, in the story of creation, we know it always says Vayir Vayivokeh, there was evening and there was morning. And that's why we have, I mean, all of our days, Shabbos is Friday night, Saturday, you know. So this is also night and the following day. What just as one day means the preceding night and the following day in the story of creation. So too the Yom Echad, which it talks about when it refers to not slaughtering an animal and its young, is Hayom Holech Achar Halala. It's talking about the day which follows the night. So it would come out, interestingly, it would come out if a person slaughters, let's say, an animal in the night. So the whole of the next day would be prohibited to slaughter the young, right? But the flip side is also true. If a person slaughters, let's say, the mother in late afternoon, they would already be able to slaughter the young that night, right? Because that's like already the next day. Yeah, exactly.